live from Radio Free Brooklyn Studios in beautiful Brooklyn, New York. This is Everybody Plays the Fool. For the next hour, we're bringing you a carefully selected mix of music, trivia, talk, music, and other stuff, all around a different theme each week. And you're in for a real treat tonight, because this week's very special theme is
a tribute to Ron Carter.
Just remember,
before you do anything rash, dig this. Everybody plays the fool sometimes. There's no exception to the rule. Listen, baby, it may be factual, maybe cruel. I ain't lying. Everybody plays the fool.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Everybody Plays the Fool. Tonight is episode number 199, and the theme is going to be a tribute to the legendary bassist and cellist and composer Ron Carter. And, you know, he's done so much, there's no way for me to fairly summarize all of his output over the last 60 years, just in one show tonight. He's been so consistent in so many different areas, playing in the worlds of jazz and R&B and pop, and hip-hop, and lots of other stuff. So I'm going to do my best to try and give, you know, at least a sampling of things here tonight. Ron Carter is the most recorded bassist in jazz history, according to the Guinness Book of World Records. And he's still going strong today at 83 years old. I was fortunate enough to see him play live a few years back, and he is a real force of nature and an incredible performer. And yeah, so we're going to hear him do a bunch of different things on the show tonight. Although I don't think I'm going to play anything from his most famous credit, which is as a member of Miles Davis's second great quintet back in the mid-60s. I think that could be a show all on its own if I wanted to do that. And maybe you're already familiar with some of that stuff. If you're not, go back and check it out. But I'm going to try and do sort of a broader overview of Ron Carter's playing and collaborating across different genres here tonight. So let's get things started, kick off this first set of music featuring Ron Carter. Here's a song off of Roberta Flack's debut album, which features Ron Carter on bass, and that'll get things going here on Everybody Plays the Fool, number 199. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn.
Said I love the lie the love, hanging on with push and shove. Possession is the motivation, hanging up the whole damn nation. Looks like we always end up in a rut, trying to make it real. But compared to what? Slaughterhouse is killing hogs. Twisted children are killing frogs. Poor dumb rednecks rolling laws. Tired old ladies are kissing dogs. And I hate that human love, that stinking mud. Trying to make it real, but compared to what? Said the president, he's got his war. Folks don't know just what it's for. No one gives us rhyme or reason. If you have one doubt, they call it treason. I said we're chicken feathers, all without one gut. Try to make it real, but compared to what? Go to church on Sunday, sleep and not trying to duck the wrath of God. Preachers filling us with pride, telling what he thinks money. Unreal values, fast distortion. Unwed mothers, the abortion. And it kind of brings to mind an old young king done. He
Busta Rhymes in effect. Shaheed is in effect. Fife Diddog is in effect. Check it out and give me my spec. I'm moving, yes, I'm moving, cause my mouth is on the motor. Use the coast in the morning to avoid the funky odor. Can't help being funky, I'm the funky abstract brother. Funky in the sense, but I play the undercover. Once had a fetish, for some booty. Now I'm getting funky in my rapping, that's my duty. Brothers tend to jock on a style in particular. If you got the ego like some brothers, then I'll get with you. But if I don't pursue, then I just don't give a f-. My motto in the 90s is be happy making ducks. Girls love the gym because it causes crazy friction. When it goes up in, it fluctuates the addiction. I still understand the oomph because that's what I'm at for. I'm hooked on the swing, so just call me the music whore. Women love the voice, brothers dig the lyrics. Quest the people's choice, we thriving for the spirit. If you can't hear it, then get the wax utensils. Write my rhyme straight up, don't get with no fancy stencil. The rhymes be getting sweet, we stay away from chart. A perfectionist at work, perking up the art. If you want to battle, I suggest you check your clock. Your demise is coming up, and I want your man to watch. Be the prime example, a deeper still the sample. Insignificance, here I place you on the mantle. Born up in Harlem, reside now in Jamaica. The girl I used to rock, her mom's was a Quaker. And what does that make her? The evil money taker, the crazy move faker. I use that to break her. Fife is in the house. Uncle Mike is in the house. Rob Power is in the house. Tim Latham is in the house. Wise Men is in the house. The Brand Noobs is in the house. The JBs, they in the house. And J-La, they in the house. I must regroup my thoughts and kick the next verse for my people. Please don't be deceived by the ugly sights of evil. The world is kinda cold and the rhythm is my blanket. Wrap yourself up in it, if you love it then you'll thank it. Don't move to rebuttal, wave your hand for action. Some women in the 90s want more than satisfaction. They want keys and G's and all those illy things. If you want to, I'll show you just what the app can bring. I keep a tight net with my brothers Ken and Kenny. If the question is of rhymes, then I'll tell you I got plenty. The thing that men and women need to do is stick together. Progressions can't be made if we're separate forever. I hook this funky beat with the loop and the feature. Is the funky singing by Miss Vinnie or Mojica? So listen, because the quest is led through the underground. My people have been oppressed too long, no more will we be down. People tend to riff because they don't know the mental. People tend to bug because the beats are hard but gentle. Afro candle lurks through the body of this youngin'. Play like Bobby Bird on your back and you're coming to the house of the jazz, of the funk, of the rhythm. all the goods are welcome. But if you're a villain, I'll just wait and debate. Contemplate your arrival. If flexing is your motive, then you don't like survival. The abstract is speaking, the heartbeats is reaching to black and Puerto Ricans, cause they're butt naked streaking through the ever murky streets of the urbanized areas. Blasting out the speakers is the hip hop hysteria. Craig is in the house. Pete Rock is in the house. CL is in the house. Ultra Mag is in the house. Nice and Smooth is in the house. Big Daddy Kane is in the house. Beat Nuts is in the house. Special Ed is in the house. Yeah, 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 yeah. And this one goes out to my man. Thanks a lot, Ron Carter. On the bass. Yes, my man Ron Carter is on the bass. And check it out. Going into the 91 decade, up and until the 2000 decade, you gotta say, the quest is on.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on report from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Keyes, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
You're listening to Everybody Plays the Fool on Radio Free Brooklyn, and tonight the theme is the legendary Ron Carter. He is the most recorded jazz bassist of all time. In the background, we're hearing a piece off of Jerry Allen's album, Timeless Portraits and Dreams. She was an incredible piano player and composer and band leader. Who he collaborated with. Ron Carter's played with everybody. And that first short set gave you a little taste of some of the non-jazz recordings, I guess. Roberta Flack kicked off that set with Compared to What. And then we heard Classic from A Tribe Called Quest. That was Verses from the Abstract featuring Ron Carter on bass. And then we closed it out with Gil Scott-Heron and The Revolution Will Not Be Televised, the full band version of that song off of the Pieces of a Man album from 1971. And that song features the legendary Bernard Purdy on drums. I did an episode all about him a couple of years ago. You can still find it in the archives. And it's my mix of all of my favorite recordings that Bernard Purdy has played on. So go check that one out. At everybodyplaysthefool.com, all of my previous episodes are there. And yeah, just showing Ron Carter's got some range. We got to hear him play electric a little bit there in the Gil Scott-Heron track. He gave up playing electric at a certain point, but you know, he was doing both for a while. But he's definitely put that aside in favor of focusing on acoustic. But you know, Ron Carter got his start playing the cello, and has continued incorporating that into his recordings all throughout his career. And some of his first recording sessions were actually him on cello. We're going to hear one of those a little later in the show. But one of the reasons I wanted to do this Ron Carter episode is I realized that right about now is right around the 60-year anniversary of his recording career. I believe, you know, it's hard to know exactly when the first session was that he did, but in terms of recordings that were released commercially that I can find, it seems like he was doing starting to do some recordings 60 years ago right about now with Eric Dolphy and with some other people. So we're gonna hear a little bit of that in a bit, but just wanted to celebrate this legend of American music and just incredible bass player and composer and band leader and all-around inspiration, Ron Carter, one of the best. And we're going to hear a ton more stuff that he's been on. Again, I could do a million of these in a row and not run out of material, so I'm trying to get as much in as I can in an hour. So we're going to hear lots more from Mr. Carter. First, I want to say this is Radio Free Brooklyn, and if you like what you hear, you can always go find out everything else that's going on at Radio Free Brooklyn, radiofreebrooklyn.org. Get on the newsletter, find out about all the great shows happening here, and if you are in a position to help us keep things running here, click on that donate button. We do appreciate it. RFB is a non-profit, community-run radio station, and it really takes the listeners and the hosts and the managers and the volunteers and everybody to keep this place running, and we do appreciate it if you are supporting Radio Free Brooklyn in whatever way you can. But thank you for listening, and if you can donate, thank you for doing that. And what else do I want to say? Let's get into this next set of music. Some more tracks that feature the legend Ron Carter on the bass. This one comes from the mid-70s, and it's going to be The Great Phoebe Snow. And this is a song called Inspired Insanity off of her album Second Childhood from 1976. And it's going to kick off this next set of Ron Carter featuring music here on Everybody Plays the Fool. You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn.
Help yourself to my new clothes. Borrow some of my daydreams too. A few of them came true in color. What's that picture in your frame of mind? Is it something I can help you find? All the stories I could tell, but you don't listen well, my friend. You ain't talked to me of late, but don't you worry, I can make my second childhood, complete with all the mistakes I've made. The party's overstayed, that's our charade. One man's high is just another's waste. I'm only preaching 'cause I've had my taste. You can call me hung up. When I call you, don't hang up the phone. If something scares you in the mirror, I will know though you're alone. Come visit me. Inspired insanity. Come visit me. Inspired insanity. While I'm speaking, I lose you. Others pry at your key. Holy. You told me you don't care, but you've changed your hair. I feel pretty stubborn today. I shrug my shoulders and I stay. Logic doesn't work, neither would a magic wand. If I turned and walked right now, would you notice I had gone? But if you are free, come and visit me. Come visit me. Inspired insanity.
that we're still living. Oh, in this crazy, crazy world that I'm still living. With all the problems of the day, how can we go?
So tired of hearing people.
You're listening to Everybody Plays the Fool on Radio Free Brooklyn. And that was another set of music featuring the legend Ron Carter on bass. In that set, we heard Phoebe Snow with Inspired Insanity from 1976. And then we heard a great track from the amazing organist Shirley Scott with Rainy Days and Mondays, cover that classic Carpenters song featuring Ron Carter on bass. That was Shirley Scott. If you're not familiar with her, go check her stuff out because she did a lot of really amazing recordings. I know I've played her once or twice on the show before, but that was a great cover. I hope you enjoyed that. And then we closed that set out with Erykah Badu off of her album Baduism from 97. That song is called Drama and again features Ron Carter on bass and, you know, trying to show some range for sure, but he, you know, it's amazing how well he can fit into all of these different grooves and all of these different sounds, you know, ballads and upbeat stuff and, you know, funk and fusion and R&B and, you know, all over the map. And he just locks in with each and every style. So it's really cool listening to one player across all of these different songs, and I hope you're enjoying it as well. In the background, another bass-forward song here. I tried to pick as many things that were like spotlights on the bass as I could, but this is Donald Byrd and the Dude off of the Electric Byrd album from 1970. And we've got some more music to come a little over halfway through tonight's show. I will remind you again that this is Radio Free Brooklyn, and you can go to radiofreebrooklyn.org to find out about all of the stuff that's going on here. And please hit that donate button if you can. We appreciate it. And again, if you want to hear any of my previous episodes, you know, Ron Carter is not, he's not even the only bass player I've spotlighted here. I did a tribute to the late, great Bob Cranshaw a couple of years back. You can go find that one in the archives. But I've featured a bunch of individual songwriters and individual side musicians as well. So you can go find all of those individuals, all of those different episodes, as well as the instrument-specific ones and the topic-specific ones and everything else. So go check that out, everybodyplaysthefool.com. Ron Carter, of course, you know, came to prominence in a lot of people's minds, you know, came to the popular awareness, at least in Miles Davis's band in the 60s. I'm not going to play anything from that on the show tonight because I figure you're already familiar with it, or it's out there and readily available. And also, I'm trying not to play too many super long songs because I only have so much time, but I did want to just state the obvious, which is that he was in the second great quintet, and you know, he kept on collaborating with his bandmates from that group in a ton of his other projects. We're going to hear a couple of things tonight that features Herbie Hancock, and you know, he kept collaborating with his bandmates there for a long time, and I think that's really great to hear that collaborative, you know, that relationship, that sound evolve over so many different years. And it's, again, this is a guy with a discography that's way too deep to cover all tonight, so I'm trying to, you know, give a couple of different angles and maybe some of the more accessible stuff, some of the more pop oriented stuff, just because that's easier for me to play. But obviously Ron Carter goes deep, and if you want to get into his playing, there's lots and lots and lots out there. So what are we going to hear next? We're going to go way back. As I mentioned earlier, this fall is the 60-year mark from when Ron Carter started making recordings, as best as I can tell. You know, the internet is tough when you're trying to find specific dates on things, but one of the first albums that he appeared on way back I guess it came out, I forget if it came out in 61 or 60, but anyway, one of the first albums that I found that he appears on is Eric Dolphy's album Out There, and it features Ron Carter on the cello, and it's really interesting because, you know, he made the transition from cello to bass and kept on playing cello into his jazz work, and he's returned back to the classical field and, you know, mixed things up, but in his early playing on the cello, as you'll hear in this track, he's really going at it, and of course he's playing with Eric Dolphy, so it's to be expected, but it's some really out there avant-garde stuff on the cello, and you got to remember this is at the beginning of his career, so I think this is really interesting to listen to, and it's a great track from Eric Dolphy. This is called The Baron off of the Out There album, and then we're going to hear Ron Carter backing up some more hip-hop in a little bit. We're going to hear him backing up George Benson, and we're going to hear lots more. So let's get into this next set. Here is Eric Dolphy featuring a very young Ron Carter on cello with The Baron. This is Everybody Plays the Fool, and you're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn. Thank you.
Paris, 1994. Dieu créa l'homme, tout était beau comme les yeux d'une nonne, un beau matin d'automne, puis elle croqua la pomme, donc s'additionne dans l'histoire de l'homme, les recherches de sérum. L'homme est comme un ange en danger, que les eaux du Gange veulent changer. L'argent de ce morceau aura pour utilité d'aider de Tanger à Angers, un ange en danger. D'être courtois, tu te demandes pourquoi. Parce que ma cause est noble. Voilà, c'est grâce à l'héritage jazz que l'homme singe devient l'homme sage. J'ai l'âge de 10 ans quand je demande à ma maman pourquoi tant de mal dans le monde des grands. C'était cool à l'époque avec mon short et mes potes. Désormais quand je suis croque, je pense aux spots sur les capotes. J'espère que cela va changer. Un ange est en danger. Je remercie mon sponsor, à savoir mon esprit et mon corps. L'homme est l'homme que l'homme est l'homme, tout simplement Ron Carter. Pense à la descendance, à contrebasse, c'est un pacemaker. Hip-hop non-stop plus jazz, pas naze. Live, pas enflé dans un disque d'occasion. Nous avons fait notre part, le ciel peut juger pour tenter de sauver un ange en danger. Un ange en danger.
Thank you.
You're listening to Everybody Plays the Fool on Radio Free Brooklyn. And that was another set of music featuring the legend Ron Carter on bass. And even some Ron Carter on cello in there. Started off that set with Eric Dolphy and The Baron. That featured a very young Ron Carter on bass. And then we heard George Benson with Billy's Bounce, one of two Charlie Parker tunes we heard in that set. That was George Benson with that album is great. It's called Giblet Gravy, and it's from 1968. And that featured Ron Carter as well as Herbie Hancock on piano and Billy Cobham on drums. And, of course, George Benson on guitar. And, yeah, that album has a lot of good stuff on it. But that was their version of Byrd's Billy's Bounce. And then we heard something off of one of those Red Hot compilation albums from the 90s, the big fundraiser albums. That was off of the Red Hot and Cool album from 1994. That was MC Solar featuring Ron Carter with Un Ange en Danger. And that's another cool song. I love hearing Ron Carter in the hip-hop context and sort of mix of different things there. I wish he had been used more in that context, to be honest. But we heard two really good examples of that here. And then we heard Houston Person and Ron Carter. Houston Person is a phenomenal saxophone player, a legendary soul jazz player, a side musician and band leader. And him and Ron Carter go way back, and they've done like three duet albums, I think, where it's just the two of them, and they really have a great chemistry. Go check out those albums. But that was Houston Person and Ron Carter with their version of Anthropology, another Charlie Parker tune. And in the background, we're hearing a song, a classic song by another legendary saxophone player. This is Joe Henderson with Black Narcissus off of the Power to the People album from 1969. And there are so many classics that Ron Carter is on, there's no way to get them all in here. But maybe if people want to hear round two of this, I'm happy to do it, and maybe even find an expert to come in and school us on Ron Carter a little bit better. But like I said, trying to cover a bunch of bases here, and the time has flown right by. So I'm gonna play I haven't done anything yet from Ron Carter as a band leader, so I'm gonna close out the show tonight with a tune by Ron Carter from his 1982 solo album for Etudes, and this is called Rufus, and it's going to close out the show here tonight. Thank you so much for listening. This show is a lot of fun for me to put together and to do live every week, so thank you, whether you're tuning in live on Monday night or you're listening in the archive in the mysterious future. I do appreciate it. Here's some Ron Carter to close things out. Thank you for listening. This has been Everybody Plays the Fool, episode 199. Stay tuned to Radio Free Brooklyn.